the Rush Hour Catch-Up for Honda. Let's help you into a Honda today. For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
My God, you'd have to be living under a rock, wouldn't you, to be not familiar with the Coles Little Shop collectibles that have the kids and the kids at heart at the moment going absolutely bananas. I mean, it's all over Facebook. I've got some little bunches of bananas spare to sell or swap with your Nutella or your Vicks Vaporub. I mean, it's insane.
It is.
You remember the madness that ensued in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when Willy Wonka announced that he would release a limited number of golden tickets to the Wonka Factory. Prepare for the kids to turn into little Veruca Salts because something is about to happen. In addition to all the little collectibles, Coles has a limited edition. There are only 1,000 of them being released. Something else for the cabinet of little collectibles.
Mm-hmm.
A little red hand.
Yeah, that's right. You know the little red hands from those really catchy down, down, prices are down ads? Those red hands.
Those red hands. But little ones. Little shop collectible size. They are, people are spending up to $30. I mean, it's available to anyone who spends $30 in stores, all the little Tim Tams, the tea bags, the bananas. But people are advertising them for hundreds of dollars on Facebook.
Can I just say, one of our, because there's a few people in the office that are collecting them.
Yeah.
And Padgy.
They're just the ones that are admitting it.
Padgy, who does like a lot of the commercial production here at Mix and stuff, he came out yesterday, and you'll see this picture at the Mix Facebook page. It's up there right now. He came out yesterday and he said, guys, have a look at what I got. And he opened up his collectible book, his little shop booklet, and there it was, the full set. And then he went on to say he's got a second one.
He does.
And he's missing just two for another full set.
Yeah, well, I told you to go in there and tell him about the little red hands because it completely throws his pride over his set.
Well, I wonder if they're going to release another booklet because, like, I'm looking at the picture now at the Facebook page and there's no like plastic area where you can put the little hand.
Well, there's only 1,000 of the little red hands out there. And by the way, they're sparkly and they glow in the dark.
Oh.
So they are going to be as rare as sparkly hen's teeth or hen's little hands.
And the other thing is customers who manage to get their hands on the red hand are eligible to receive a $100 gift card to spend in the store as well. So, you know, there's a nice little surprise for it too. But Farah, I just want to throw this out there, Lise.
Mm.
All right. If anybody out there is willing to trade, right, and are chasing the Nutella, which I've heard are quite rare themselves. They're very hard to get a come by.
Yeah.
I have one of the Nutellas.
You've got a Nutella.
I've got a Nutella. Got it up for grabs. But has to be like a valuable trade, you know, like I need something traded in return for it. All right. So I'm just putting it out there. 133353. No big deal.
You're collecting them.
Well, I'm going to start. I don't know. I opened the book yesterday. I got excited. What can I say?
Padgy's book. Right.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So look out for the red hands. They're coming.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Doing it for Honda. Find your kind of value at honda.com.au/offers.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
You would have heard us talk about a brand new, extremely rare Coles Little Shop collectibles that it's on its way, Lisa.
Well, it's out.
It is out.
But there's only 1,000 of them. It's the little red hand.
That's right.
The down, down hand. And also, it's sparkly and it glows in the dark. Coles have just said that 330 of them have already been claimed, so there's less than 700 out there. And I'm just looking on eBay, no hands yet.
Okay, no hands yet.
So many of the others.
Now, just for giggles, I may have mentioned that because I've found out earlier today that the Nutella is pretty rare, right? And people are chasing it. So I mentioned, I've got one. I've got one, and if you want it, give me a buzz. What can you offer for it? So, people called. This is a ripper. Laura, are you ringing because you heard the Nutella's up for grabs?
Last one I need.
Is it really?
It is. I've done a few deals in the school car park with Savo, and Nutella is the only one left. Yeah.
This is amazing. So, fair trade, right? Because I've heard these are fairly rare. What are you willing to put up for it?
What do you want? I've got a few spares.
I don't know. I'm not really. I don't know if I really want the the minis just yet. You know, I mean, maybe there's something else valuable lying around the house that you want to part with. I don't know. Have you got any rare? Have you got any rare retro gaming gear up for grabs? Or
No, my kids aren't into that. What else have I got?
What else have you got?
I'm just trying to think. A husband and a child.
Right, I've got two children and I am a husband, so I've got that. I've got that covered.
You've got that covered. What about a dog?
So you've got some spares. Okay, all right. Well, that's.
I've got coffee and tea spares, and I've got the shoe polish. And what else have I got spares? I can't even think at the minute. I just need the Nutella.
Okay. How many would you be willing to part with a few of them for the Nutella to complete your collection?
For $60 each, maybe.
Whoa, mate! All right, well, there's other people calling, Laura, so you hold the line.
Okay.
All right. Kylie?
Yes?
You're after the Nutella, are you?
I definitely am. I don't even have one. I don't have many anyway.
Right, okay. What are you willing to part with for the Nutella?
Okay. I have two doubles. I have a water bottle,
a
Mount Franklin water bottle, and some nappies.
Okay. Water bottle and nappies. Right. Mm. Yes. And would you swap both of those for the one Nutella?
I could.
Ooh.
I'm happy to.
All right, Kylie. Just have a bit of a think there. Laura?
Yeah?
I have Kylie on the other line.
Oh, dear.
Yeah?
Now, she's prepared to give me the nappies and the water in exchange for the Nutella.
Okay, I'll give you the tea, the coffee, and the polish.
Cool.
Well, I've heard the polish is the polish similar to Nutella, and it's hard to come by. And it's so cute.
It is pretty cute. Okay, hang on a
second.
Come
on, Kylie.
Hang on. Kylie?
Yes?
I've just been offered the coffee, the tea, and the shoe polish for the Nutella.
I don't even have those. Oh. I don't even have an album. I'm still trying to collect them, and my daughter even went to Coles and won't give me any. It's so frustrating.
Well, look,
I'm collecting for my sister, I reckon.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry, Kylie. Thank you so much. The offer is generous, but I'm going to have to go with Laura.
Okay, enjoy.
Never mind, Kylie.
Thank you, Kylie. Laura?
Yeah.
It's a deal.
Fantastic. I'll even drop them for you tomorrow myself.
Oh, you are amazing. It'll have to be in the Arvo, obviously.
Yeah,
but I will have the Nutella ready and waiting for you.
Oh, you're the best.
No, you're the best. Are they in good nick?
Straight out the packet.
Oh.
I have never been witness to an exchange like this in
amazing.
My life.
And you
this
know
is
what?
Fantastic.
My 6-year-old child hasn't even touched them. None of them at all.
That's what I like to hear. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, Laura, I'm going to pop you on hold. We'll organise the details.
Congratulations is in order, Laura.
Well done.
Happy days.
Well done, Laura. Good on you.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, my collection is on its way. I don't know about you, but I feel like this could be a weekly thing until we get, I don't know, do you want a full set or what? All right, we can make this happen.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Question.
Yes?
What's so good about running?
I've never understood it.
Now,
never understood it. Well, we're having a festival.
We're actually getting a Perth Running Festival.
Mm-hmm.
A new running event will give West Aussies the opportunity to stride out on the Optus Stadium turf and see themselves on the big screens while doing so.
Yeah.
It's going to be held on October 7. It will allow participants to take in Perth's new stadium thanks to the finish line inside the venue.
Oh.
It'll be a community event.
You can't just run out on the field. You've got to run from somewhere.
Okay. And it's a community event. So members of the public will actually be able to grace Optus Stadium surface. So for more information, if you want to get into this, there's different distances, 4Ks, 14Ks, 21Ks. You can go to perthrunningfestival.com.au.
Oh, so it's another event to sit alongside the Run for a Reason and the City to Surf. I've always found the term fun run the greatest oxymoron I've ever heard in my life. I don't get it, Pete. I don't understand. You can walk. My sister runs. She has for years. Now, sure, she can fit in the jeans she had when she was in her 20s. Sure, she glows with vitality and looks 10 years younger than she is.
Yeah.
But still,
yeah.
Running.
See, for me, the whole, it's the argument, it's a way to keep healthy. Like I understand that, but it doesn't.
I hear about this endorphin release.
Yeah, Right. So this is the thing, the endorphins release, because I've heard about this too.
That's what it is.
Right. Now, if I'm going to go for a run,
yeah,
I need to be chasing something like a ball or...
I need Ivan Milat on my backside to get me going for a run.
Or something needs to be chasing you.
Something needs to have been stolen, you know, all of those.
Right. So I've tried it, Lisa. I've tried this thing called running for extended periods of time. I've done it on a treadmill. I've done it outside. I've done it in beautiful places like along the Swan River. In Burswood and stuff like that.
Lord knows you've got all the shoes.
I do. I've got the shoes. Yeah. I've got the Mizunos.
Yeah.
I've tried it with music because I've heard music helps you. You know, if you listen to good music, it's good for the running. I've tried it with podcasts.
You've got a lovely Lululemon outfit.
Thank you so much. I pride myself on that. I go to the shops at the weekends with it.
They make men's.
Aside from the obvious exercise,
mm-hmm.
What's so good about running?
What is it about? I want to hear about these endorphins. What is it that's going on?
Rory and Chidlow. Hello.
Hello, Rory.
Hey, guys. How are you?
You're a runner?
Absolutely, I'm a runner.
Take us through.
What is
it? The thing that's so great about it is Mum and I don't have too much in common, so it sort of brought us together and something for us to do, and it's awesome. And it sort of gives me an imagery of I'm some good-looking beast out on the tracks, but in reality, I'm just a sweaty tomato.
Right.
It's a sweaty tomato. You know what? I really love that side of it, that it is something that you and your mother, who have nothing in common, actually find something in common.
Drink wine together. Kind of the same, isn't it? Well, no.
Rory,
16, though,
so. Rory, the endorphins release.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Do you experience the endorphins we hear so much about?
Well, I mean, not really, to be honest.
Oh.
I do feel pretty great after it, though. So.
Yeah.
I guess that is endorphins.
All right, and it's great exercise. There's your exercise done.
Good on you, Rory. Thank you.
Thanks, Rory.
All right, thank you very much.
I still don't get it.
Hello, what's your name?
Ellie.
Hello, Ellie.
Why do you like running, Ellie?
Well, see, here's the thing. Training is a really serious business, and nobody wants to interrupt your training. So it's going to get you out of a whole manner of really unpleasant tasks, like, I don't know, nappy changing,
right?
You know, poop patrol if you've got dogs, all of that yucky stuff. Because nobody wants to say, no, don't go, you've got to do this.
Mm.
Training's important.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's a whole different take on it I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
Do you get a serotonin release, an endorphin release?
Well, I used to. I haven't been able to run for a couple of years now, but I used to, and it's a huge bonus.
So that is a thing.
It's about, like, don't want to do the housework, got to go training.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point.
It's a ruse, in other words.
Yeah, it's procrastination, but you're getting fit through procrastination.
Oh, I like how you've made it work for you, Ellie. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Good work, Ellie. Thank you so much.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. The Rush Hour catch-up for Honda. Let's help you into a Honda today.